I recently turned 30 years old, and on my birthday, I shared a list of 30 quotes that currently resonates with me. The quotes are from various books, articles, podcasts, and movies. I hope you enjoy my list and feel free to share your favorite quotes with me. Being enthusiastic is worth 25 IQ points. Kevin Kelly. Even though my education stopped after the 6th grade, I've always enjoyed reading great books. If my first mentors were my parents, then my second mentors were books. Chung Ju Young. My jealousy of dogs. They can sit for hours doing absolutely nothing, appearing perfectly content. Morgan Housel. Be hard-headed and soft-hearted. David Packard. Rest at the end, not in the middle. Kobe Bryant. When you give your total effort, everything you have, the score can never make you a loser. John Wooden. When I got back to Rio, I trained with the strongest guys I could find and always started in bad positions like chokes, arm locks, or while mounted. The more uncomfortable, the better. Hickson Gracie. Never deal with a rascal under the expectation that you can prevent him from cheating you. Hugh McCullough. The kindest person in the room is often the smartest. J.B. Pritzker. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. Phil Dunphy. Most guys, on the day they're drafted, go out to celebrate. Kobe went to the gym to practice. Tim Grover. I have always liked practice and I hate to miss it. I've always been a practice player. I believe in it. Michael Jordan. It is rarely a mysterious technique that drives us to the top, but rather a profound mastery of what may well be a basic skill set. Depth beats breadth any day of the week. Josh Waitzkin. I wish everyone could get rich and famous and everything they ever dreamed of so they can see that's not the answer. Jim Carrey. We buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like. Chuck Palahniuk. It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more that is poor. Seneca. The most important thing people need is love. And the less love they have, the more they need these material things. Arnold Vandenberg. When a speculator wins, he don't stop till he loses. And when he loses, he can't stop till he wins. George Horace Lorimer. Turn every page. Robert Caro. A dreamy business offering has at least four characteristics. Customers love it. It can grow to a very large size. It has strong returns on capital. And it's durable in time with the potential to endure for decades. When you find one of these, don't just swipe right, get married. Jeff Bezos. I think of each hour spent on fitness as one day less that I'll spend in a hospital. Ed Thorpe. Take up yoga at 22, not 42. Nick Train. The primary reason diseases tend to run in families may be that diets tend to run in families. Dr. Michael Greger. Fast growth is counterintuitively more perilous than declining revenue and can quickly destroy a company. Brent Beshore. What focus means is saying no to something that with every bone in your body you think is a phenomenal idea. You wake up thinking about it, but you say no to it because you are focusing on something else. Johnny Ive. Doing too many things at once is the most common mistake in business. Peter Drucker. Having big ears, the skill of being a great listener, is the first law of good communication. Bill Walsh. There is but one way to have it done. That is to make the work permanent and good in every respect so that it will not have to be done over again. James J. Hill. Nothing in my life has ever happened for me on the first try. It took me 3 cracks to get through Navy SEAL training. I had to take the ASVAB 5 times and fail twice before breaking the Guinness World Record for most pull-ups in 24 hours. But by then, failure had long since been neutralized. When I set an unreasonable goal and fall short, I don't even look at it as failure anymore. It is simply my first, second, third, or 10th attempt. David Goggins. I don't know the secret. I avoided the standard ways of failing. Because my game in life was always to avoid all standard ways of failing. You teach me the wrong way to play poker, and I will avoid it. You teach me the wrong way to do something else, I will avoid it. Charlie Munger. That's all for today. Thank you so much for listening.